This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Happy Times podcast. I am your host, Joey Kidney, and today we're having a little isolation session. Now, the other day I put in my notes that I wanted to talk about one specific thing, and let's talk about this isolation thing first. Now, there's a lot of like little opinions that you can have on this. I'm going to take this off. I feel like talking like right into it. I want to feel connected with you guys. Oh, good God, I'm breaking everything. Oh my goodness. I'm sorry. This is a mess already. We've just started. I haven't done a podcast in a hot minute. I feel like I say that every single damn time. But this isolation thing is putting me in like a whole new perspective of just everything, life itself. Now, I find myself like I'm constantly just trying to not be on my phone, and it's been tough because I work from home anyways. So I am trying to stay, you know, one, working, two, productive, but three, also staying sane. And so I've been trying to stay off my phone a lot. Actually, my screen time went down as opposed to when, you know, we weren't quarantined. So a little background, you guys know the world's going to shit right now. So Ottawa is currently in lockdown. So the only things that are open are like grocery stores, pharmacies, and the LCBO, because people know that if they're going to get through this, they're going to have a drink, which I think is really, really funny. And with that being said, I've never seen so many people out walking in my entire life, which is, it's nice to see. They're not keeping their distance that much, but I know that they're just walking as like their families. I know it's not like you're meeting up with friends, but there are still some people meeting up with friends, and like on a, like it's just gotten to the point where it's so stupid. Like, yes, you want to go and hang out with your friends, and that's great, that's amazing. You didn't do this before. Like, all you have to do is just simply Skype each other or FaceTime each other or just be somewhat responsible, because you didn't get together with your friends before. So why are you doing it now? Just because you want to feel like a badass? And I have to admit, like, when I got back home, I didn't think this, in Canada, it wasn't as serious. So I didn't think this was like such a big deal. So my friends and I, we went out to like a pool bar, and we used our hand sanitizer. We still came with precaution, but you know, we didn't think it was as serious as it is. So when I first came back, yeah, I was stupid too. But now, like, hearing from even just Trudeau and everyone, like, you have to just be completely ignorant and an asshole to want to go out or hang out with your friends right now. Like, all you have to do is just stay home. If you have to go get your groceries, they're only letting like 10 people into the grocery store at a time, and you have to keep your distance, and it's a 45-minute wait. It's the same thing with the LCBO. So if you have to go do that, go do it, but stockpile up. And it's not meaning go buy out all the toilet paper or anything like that. It's just don't be a fucking asshole and use your time wisely and use your space wisely. Like, it's really, really not that hard. And for our prime minister to have to get on and be like, hey, stop being stupid. Enough is enough. Like, don't make me lock down the whole friggin' city just in order to make sure my people are safe. Like, I mean, to be honest with you, we're just copying like Italy and Europe and everything, but it's what we should have done a while ago. But I'm not a politician. I'm also not a health specialist, so I don't really know. I'm just doing my part from staying home, and that's really all I can do, and that's all you can do as well, is just stay home. Now, again, with this being said, I have been finding my job very, very difficult. I haven't made a podcast in a hot minute because I found it's tough to talk about stuff because I haven't seen my friends in 2 weeks now. I haven't done anything. I've just been online reading about stuff like this, and it's been making me go insane. So the things that I have been doing to like counter that would be, I've been taking my dog out for walks a lot, obviously to places that, you know, not to dog parks, not to places with a lot of like high traffic people. We're literally just going in the woods. So there's no way that, you know, I'm coughing up a storm around people. There's no way that I'm going to get infected, anything like that. Dogs can also not carry the coronavirus, so that's pretty nice too. Now, when we go out, it's actually really fun because, I don't know, it's just like, it's nice to go out nowadays because, nowadays, it sounds so bad. It's nice to go out because there's no one out there. You know, we're on these, like, I don't necessarily go on trails because a lot of dogs aren't allowed off leash on trails. So I go out like just in the woods and I make my own trail with my dog and we have a wonderful time. We have a great time. His Instagram account is Frankie to the Moon if you want to go follow him. We also have a YouTube page and he's getting pretty famous on TikTok. I think he has 72,000 followers, trying to get to 100K while in quarantine, but it's been a mission. But we're definitely going to try that. And so the other thing that I've been doing a lot is running. And obviously these are two activities that are outdoors, because I can't go to a gym and I don't have a treadmill here in my apartment. So I've just been running. And I run in on trails and, you know, on side streets and everything where I am not coming close to anybody. And that's something that's really helped me keep my sanity, I guess you want to call it. It's just helped me keep my head and, you know, it's keep my heart going. And so it's releasing those positive endorphins into my brain, which is keeping me more positive, and it's allowing me to create content. Before, when I wasn't doing that, even just for a few days, I found myself just like playing video games, laying in bed, doing nothing when I could take advantage of this. A lot of you guys are home. A lot of you guys are waiting for content and you want content to help you. And so I figured, let's get on here and let's help you in the best way possible. And whether that's having, you know, a mediocre idea or having the best idea, I'm going to put something out and hopefully it can help you in any way possible, because that's what I'm here to do. And that's what you're wanting me to do, I hope. The other things that I've been doing is I've been writing a lot and I've been creating a lot of content. Whether or not it's for me or for my dog, I've been doing a lot of that. Every time we go out on an adventure, I bring my camera and I bring my phone and we try to take like some sick ass photos. And sometimes it turns out, sometimes it doesn't. But you just have to remember, especially in a time like this where we're constantly going to be putting ourselves down, we're going to be putting ourselves in this spot where it's like, oh, we're not good enough. Might as well just sit down and do nothing because that's what everybody else is doing. It's tough, but you just have to still know that there's a trial and error. So when I go out and I take photos, I know that it's not always going to be the best photo. It's not always going to be this number one shot or whatever. It's just going to be a filler shot or something that, you know, is just for me. But you're also going to get these shots that, I know I'm not trying to transition this into a photography podcast, but I got out there and I got these shots that I didn't think were very good. And then I came home and I was like, whoa. And it got a lot of likes on his page. And I think that's, you know, that's really amazing. I don't know if it's just because everyone's at home and they don't know of anything to do, or if it's because it was an actual good shot, but it's the trial and error that we have to go through, that we still have to put our effort in, and we're going to see some results, especially like in this time. We really have to stick together and love one another, because it's so hard to do it just on ourselves when we're looking in a mirror and the only thing that's looking back at us is us, and we're seeing ourselves every day versus seeing others. It's a difficult thing to like just love yourself. And so I think it's important to use social media. I think it's very interesting that, you know, parents and everyone was like so negative on social media, but now it's the only thing that's going to keep us close and connected and together. And that's what I've been using it as. I've been using it to bring you guys into my daily life, to bring it to be normal. And I'm not saying that, you know, after this, it's going to be normal because social media is going to go back to being the same thing. If anything, we're going to be using it a lot less because we're going to want to like decongest and just take our time away from it. And that's okay. That's important too. It's important to limit yourself on your phone. So that's another suggestion that I have to make is, even though I work from home all the time and I'm constantly on my phone creating Instagrams, you know, working with brands, emailing, doing YouTube videos, podcasts, everything, I'm constantly on my phone or in a computer. Or like I have my iPads right there. I have my Apple Watch. I have my iMac. I have my laptop. I have my phone. And it's just like I'm constantly looking at a screen, and whether or not it's on me or it's in front of me, whatever, it's always connected to me. So I think it's important. Like that's why I go outside and I go for runs and I just completely lock myself out of my phone. And it doesn't mean you have to distance yourself from technology. Like I still bring my camera out when I go out for a hike or a little run or something, because maybe I'm going to get that shot. And it's not that technology is so bad. It's just that we have to distance ourselves from it every now and then, because it's really important that we don't get addicted in a time like this, because it will lead to depression because we have nothing else to feed off of. And so I read this article, and this is what I want to talk about. I read this article, where is it? My manager sent it to me actually, and it was about Instagram models. Okay. I'm trying to find it. Instagram models saying business is taking a hit from the coronavirus. Now, if you don't know, this is what I do for a full-time job. We rarely have ad spots on this podcast because the podcast doesn't really make any money. I'm also not on a network. This is literally just what I make in my room and I upload it. It's not going to, that's how people get sponsors in their podcast, is that they're on a network. So like a David Dobrik, he's on a certain network. There's like a Philip DeFranco, like all these people, all these big podcasts, like even like the Dolans are all on a network. So the network gets like brand deals and then they pitch them out to the creators and everything. And so I'm just, you know, I accept through my email. That's literally it. So I'm not getting any deals on this podcast, but I do make all of my money through brands wanting to work with me. And it's amazing. It's an amazing thing to be able to do. And like there's nothing in me that is saying that it's, you know, I'm taking it for granted, but some people are. And so this TMZ article of Instagram models, coronavirus is terrible for business. We're all alone out here. Now, they're complaining about like Abigail Ratchford. Never heard of her in my entire life. Everybody has millions of followers on Instagram nowadays. No one's special. She says she has 9 million Instagram followers, and she tells TMZ her IG sales are grinding to the halt amid the outbreak, which is alarming considering she used to make $500,000 a year from a sponsored post. Yep, you made that. And basically, she's saying it's a difficult time because in order to do branded posts, she has to get creative at home posts, which I found that's just like such a bitchy way to say it. Like, oh, all of her images are literally just, oh, my internet just went down. What just happened? Okay, that's cool. All of her photos are literally just her in a bikini. Okay. Oh, that makes me mad. Not the bikini thing. You do you. I don't care. But as a creator, as somebody who started, you know, I started 8 years ago. This wasn't about making money, and this still is not about making money. What it is finding a creative outlet for myself, finding a way to be me and show the world I am me, and it's okay to be weird and everything, and to be creative and to take certain photos and to take certain videos to show the world that, you know, they're not alone if they have the similar interests like I do. And so to see Instagram models and Instagrammers and social influencers complaining about the fact that they can't be creative because they have to stay at home and work, I think is so dumb. I think it's cowardly. I think it's arrogant. I think they're just being an asshole. And I think it's just like, I'm sorry. I apologize on behalf of all the social influencers out there, because the right ones are not complaining. The right ones will understand that there's probably 80% more people watching their content because you're all home. You're all sitting at home doing nothing, waiting for somebody to upload something, and yet you're going to have people complaining. Listen, I haven't gotten a brand deal since the coronavirus started because no brands are working. So that's just what's going to happen. It's going to slow down, and that's okay. And I'm not here to complain. You know, I still make some revenue. There's no ads on my videos on YouTube, so I don't make any money from that. But still, there's still things that I'm working on, and my music gets some income, and you know, the podcast every now and then, you know, there's merch and there's way that I'm supporting myself still. But there's some people out there who are completely out of a job. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that, oh my God, I'm so sad. I have to create content from home. Oh, it sucks. I can't get creative. Shut up. I'm not going to do that, because I know that there's people out there who are hustling their ass off to make their wage every single damn day. And now they're at home and they don't have an income. And so I'm not going to sit here and complain about my life, because I have it pretty damn great. And so what I am going to be doing is, it's not necessarily helping. I'm still thinking about it now, because before, at the beginning of this, I decided that I was going to put my book on sale. And so my book is going to go down. It's currently at $20 online, because I think that was a fair price. And sometimes I give it like a $5 discount code and everything. But right now I'm going to cancel the discount codes and everything like that. And I'm going to make the book $10. And I'm going to put two versions of the book up. I'm going to make one $10. And then, so I think it's really important that us at home have something to read and have something to help us feel not alone. And that's what the whole book is for. So I'm going to make the book a lot cheaper. It's going to be $10, and we're still shipping. And don't worry, myself, who is shipping, and my manager who's shipping, we are both healthy and we are washing our hands and everything like that. So your book is not contaminated, or your sweaters are not contaminated, or anything like that. But I really recommend washing them, obviously. Not the book. Don't wash the book. But wash the clothes when you get it. And then the next thing that we're going to do is we're going to put up a $15 book. And basically, we're going to take $5 from that, and we were going to donate it to the Ottawa Humane Society, because it's something that I think I'm really passionate about it. The way I got my dog Frankie is I went to the Ottawa Humane Society and asked for a breeder, and I got recommended one. And, you know, I was not ready to adopt a dog because I just wasn't emotionally there. I just was not looking to adopt, and they were completely understanding about that, because, you know, dogs still need homes, and whether you're going to a proper breeder, and that's what I wanted to do. And so I asked them and everything like that, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, I think they're amazing, and I want to help them, and I want to help the dogs, because I know they're working hard every single damn day, and the dogs need help still. And that's where I want to put the money. And obviously, if you want to help, you can go to stayu.ca and order a $15 book, or you can get a $10 book, whatever you want. That's up right now if you want to go check it out. And I think we're also going to be thinking about, if the book sales are insane, maybe we'll think about donating to, I don't really know the organization that would help with people being unemployed right now, but maybe we'll figure it out. Or if you have any idea of who it is, I don't know why I didn't think about this earlier, but I just thought about it while recording this. Just please DM me on Instagram at Joey Kidney, or tweet me at Joey Kidney. Everything's Joey Kidney. Just let me know if you do know, or if you're going through a situation like this, let me know. But to dear all the Instagram models out there who are complaining about this right now, shut up. Please stop talking, because it's not going anywhere. If anything, you're digging yourself a hole. If you want the best advice I can give you, talk about positive things and how to stay working at home, how to stay creative, how to stay motivated at home while during all of this, how to feel together when all of us feel alone. Talk about that. Stop complaining about your life that is almost picture perfect because you make it. Sit down and actually be real with the people who gave you your entire life. I think that's the least you can do. So whether you have 9 million followers, 500,000 followers, 10 followers, whatever it is, connect with the ones we have online right now, because we need it. I'm not going to cookie cutter this. We need it. We need help. We need contact. We need to stay together during all of this. And if you don't want to do that, then that's fine. Stop complaining about having a great opportunity in front of you and a great life and so much potential when there's people out there suffering because they can't work. You know, just stay at home, but don't complain about it. You're not making this better for anyone. If you complain about it, people are going to get inspired by your complaints and want to go out and do things. And then the virus will continue to spread. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I don't know everything. But I know if you stay home and you have a good mindset, you're going to be okay through this. So let's spread that. So take my recommendations in this podcast, which is to run, to go for walks. You still have to get outside. Doesn't mean you have to go see people or go to a bar or anything like that, but just go for a walk around your neighborhood. Pick an empty street and walk or run or something. And if you have a dog, pet it. If a cat, pet it. If you have a hamster, don't microwave it. Pet it. I know you're some weird people out there. But in all honesty, just know that you are not alone during any of this. I am here with you. I'm dealing with a lot of stuff, but I'm not here and I'm not going to be one to complain as an Instagram influencer or whatever you want to call me, because I am me and I have feelings and I have emotions and I have a way out of this to stay motivated, and that's connecting with all of you. And if you want to stay connected with me, you can follow me at Joey Kidney, or you can follow the podcast at The Happy Clips on Instagram, or we just launched a YouTube. I don't know why I'm saying we, it was me. We just launched a YouTube channel for this podcast. If you want to go watch it, hello YouTube, to the people who are watching right now. You can see me talk and see me lift my lip. It's really weird. I don't know why I do it when I'm on camera, but it's just what I do. I don't know. But thank you guys so much for all the support. You guys are amazing, and I hope you stay safe out there or in there. Stay at home. And if you see an influencer talking so badly about the job that they have and how this time is really tough for them, you don't necessarily have to remind them of how bad you have it, but maybe remind them about how good they have it. Don't necessarily put them down, but maybe have them realize where they are in life. Because when we're in this world of this fantasy of this picture perfect life, oftentimes we forget to realize what reality looks like. And a lot of that time it's because we're an influencer with 9 million followers. So just let them know. Anyways, stay you, stay beautiful, and I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.